Hey, everybody. This is Astounding Universe. I'm Bob Berman.
And I am Jim Metzner. And today, we've got a glowing subject for you, a subject that is luminous.
I'm going to give you a ring, or at least tell you how you can see a ring, and a big ring around the sun or around the moon. When people see them, they always gasp. They go, whoa, look at that. And yet, they're common there. Every location sees it once or twice a week.
A ring around the moon?
Yeah, which is actually called a halo. A large ring around the sun or the moon is called a halo.
And what makes a halo?
Light hitting hexagonal ice crystals when they're in cirrus clouds, those wispy clouds that are so high up that they can't have water droplets, and then they have ice crystals. So whenever you see those streaky, thin clouds in the sky around the sun or in the vicinity of the moon, look way around the sun or the moon, and you're likely then to see a lunar halo or a solar halo. And when you do, people are always very excited by it. People say, whoa, look at that.
And it's a big ring. It's not hugging the moon. It's like a good distance away. And it's not like there's a ring around the moon. It's more like there's this atmospheric phenomena on the Earth in clouds that's causing this.
Yes. You're right when you use the word big, because there are very small glows that are perfectly round that are often seen around the moon, and that's called a corona. It's a different thing. It's very small, often has some kind of browns and oranges and colors like that, and it's evenly lit from one side to the other. A halo is different because there's no light inside of it. It's a glowing ring, usually white, but sometimes red on the inside of the ring. And inside of that, it's not glowing at all. So the sky is the normal color all the way down to where you get the sun or the moon. Hmm. And it's so large that it's just absolutely gorgeous. In fact, to see how large it is, if you hold out your hand at arm's length and spread across your hand as widely as possible, in other words, make your fingers as widely separated, you'll find that the distance from your thumb tip to your pinky tip, that's the distance from the sun to the halo or the moon to the halo. So put your pinky on the moon or on the sun, and the thumb tip will be right there at the halo, or the other way around.
That's wild.
Yeah.
And that's just because of the scale of it? It's always the same scale, the same size?
That's right. Because of the hexagonal ice crystals that are creating it, that distance from the sun or the moon, like magic, that's where the light is going to be refracted or bent towards your eyes. And once in a while, you'll even get other colors too, not just red on the inside, but you can see the other spectral colors. But more usually, it's halos are whitish with red on the inside.
I am duly astounded. And you want to make a stab as to when and how halos around the moon and halos in general became connected with special people on Earth? How did that happen?
I don't know about people, but it sure is filled with lore and legend. For example, old timers would say that when you see that, it means a storm is coming. And there's some truth to that, because when the storm system is approaching your area, it'll usually start with higher clouds coming in first and followed, certainly in less than 24 hours, by mid-level and then low clouds. And the low clouds will be producing the storm, the rain or the snow that comes. But the first sign are those high ice crystal clouds, which manifest with a halo around them. So they were right, those old timers.
Well, certainly there are images and art of people having glowing halos, no?
Well, closer to that would be the Heligan shine. Whereas
if Heligan shine?
Yes. If you see your shadow cast onto dewy grass, wet grass, there could be a glow surrounding the shadow of your head like a halo, as if you've been sainted.
I know this. This was invented by Seamus Heligan, and he'd had a bit of... Seamus, you know, he was coming back from the pub one night, you know, and old Heligan, he looks down at the ground and he sees the glow. But, you know, he was coming back from the pub, you know, he had a few more pints than he needed.
You see this, even without drinking, you know, I've never had a beer in my life.
No. Well, but you've never seen the Heligan shine then, have you?
I have seen the Heligan shine, so that disproves what you're saying.
Okay, glad of that. That's something that's more down to earth, and it's a totally different phenomenon from the halo.
Oh, yeah. Halos are huge around the sun or the moon, and the Heligan shine surrounding the shadow of your head, or if you're in a plane, sometimes if you look down onto the ground far below, the shadow of the plane will be bathed in a round glow, a halo-like glow, too. So it forms around shadows, which is another way of saying it's always opposite the sun, which is kind of opposite a halo, because they're not opposite the sun. They're right there at the sun or the moon.
Bob Berman doesn't know it, but right at this very moment, there's the Heligan shine forming around Bob's head. I'm not going to tell it to him because his head is swelled enough this
morning. He's making fun of me because I've never had beer, but it's not because I'm prissy or something. I just don't like the taste, that's all.
Most of the beer that people are drinking, all this hoppy stuff, I can't stand it. Give me a Stella or a Pilsner or anything like that. There, I've just probably alienated half of our audience. Oh, God, there goes the neighborhood. Anyway, Halos, thank you. Maybe one of the beer companies will come out with a Halo brew.
Corona.
Corona. Yes, Bob, you've done it again. By God, you've resurrected this program. Thank you. I am Jim Metzner.
And I'm Bob Berman.
See you next time on
Astounding Universe.